This is Radio on the Go, keeping you informed with news breaks every hour throughout the day. Plus, free anytime at radioonthego.com.
Attention valued customers of First Bank Hampton. This is Dave Huberger, and we're getting ready for a fresh, exciting update coming your way. We're thrilled to announce that our lobby will be refreshed to serve you better than ever before. Picture this: modern, spacious, and designed with your comfort in mind. Services will not be disrupted during our lobby refresh, and you can continue to shop and conduct your daily banking. We can't wait to share a new welcoming atmosphere with you. First Bank Hampton is a member FDIC.
Welcome to the First Bank Hampton Newsmaker program. Newsmaker is an informative local broadcast presented Monday through Friday on 104.9 KLMJ with interviews available in their entirety online at radioonthego.com. Each day, newsmakers from Hampton, Franklin County, and around the broadcast area visit with Radio on the Go about events, meetings, public policy, and issues affecting our area. And now, here's today's Newsmaker program presented by First Bank Hampton, home of Nest Egg.
Talking with AP Superintendent Travis Fleschner as we're about a month into the school year. Mr. Fleschner, thanks for taking a little bit of time here. About a month into the school year here, what can you say about, you know, the start to this 23-24 school year and how things have been going as a whole here so far at AP?
Yeah, another really great start to the school year. Kind of getting to that point where everybody's settling in a little bit, which is an okay thing. You started out with some record high temperatures that kind of caused some scheduling and dismissal issues, but we worked through that. Had a little bit of an early homecoming this year. You know, that's always an exciting thing on the calendar. So with those kind of things kind of bias a little bit, we're kind of really kind of settling into a good day-to-day. But overall, everything has started out very, very well.
Yeah, so talking about this past Monday's school board meeting, a few things to touch on there. There was a presentation about standardized test scores. What are you able to share about this? It sounds like things are kind of on an upward trajectory there, right?
Yeah. Stephanie Reed, our curriculum director, presented our spring Iowa assessment scores to the school board. Really, really excited to report that overall our students did very, very well across the board. And I think that's really just a testament to the work the students have been put in, you know, the planning and expertise of our teaching staff and, you know, building leaders, you know, putting things in place to kind of help them succeed. So really, really nice when you get those kind of reports back. You need to celebrate those, and we want to make sure, you know, our listeners that are in the AP district are aware and proud of how our students scored last spring.
Later on in the meeting, there was discussion about facility planning. I understand there's going to be a meeting coming up here on October 4th, kind of kicking off discussions about this. What are you able to share at this point about facility planning here at AP?
Yeah, it's probably the biggest thing, really, you know, overarching, you know, thing where we're going to work on this school year is a master plan. The board spent time last year, talked to some different vendors. So we've got an architect and a communication team on board that's gonna kind of help walk us through a full facility master plan. So lots and lots of things will be looked at, all the buildings and how buildings are arranged, and, you know, indoor, obviously classroom spaces, but also outdoor spaces are the things you might wanna improve upon. So October 4th is really gonna be our kickoff date. We'll have community members involved in that. You know, obviously school personnel involved in that, and we'll get that all communicated out to you know, our patrons as we go along. But it's going to be very, very exciting. The board's really planning to take the bulk of this school year, you know, to meet with a lot of various groups and come up with some ideas and concepts. And then, of course, you have to, you know, kind of whittle those down a little bit. The whole list probably isn't going to happen, but prioritize those things, and you know, we'll work to get that information out to everybody.
And it sounds like this is going to be kind of a long process. Like, you're not just going to, you know, make a decision here. Like, there's going to be a lot of discussion going into this type of stuff, right?
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of discussion. Right now, I think the school board has done a really, really nice job of taking time, seeking input, you know, seeking feedback from community stakeholders. Really what the board is committed to at this time is there will be a school footprint in both communities. You know, there'll be a building in Appleton, there'll be a building in Parkersburg, maybe more, maybe that's the way it is now, but yeah, they're gonna take the time, because we have time, because if we were to go, if we get to a point where, you know, we're gonna need voters to help us out, with a bond issue, that one wouldn't happen until a year from November. So we feel like we've got the time, and we should take the time to, you know, get community feedback and really kind of vet the whole thing.
A couple other miscellaneous things with the school board on Monday night, some out-of-state trips. The FFA chapter is going to be kind of going all over the Midwest here, but Mr. Pudenzano does a great job with that group, and sounds like big things coming up for the FFA chapter, huh?
Yeah, they're a very, very busy bunch, and Mr. Pudenz does do a great job with them, and I've got some livestock judging teams and things that are going to be traveling around. They've scored really, really well, and kind of their annual trip to the National FFA Convention, which is a great opportunity for those students to not only just go and travel somewhere, but to meet kids really from all over the country and take in some sessions while they're out there.
The certified enrollment takes place in like October. Anything you're able to share as far as maybe growth or decline or anything like that as far as the enrollment right now?
Yeah, right now I'd say that, you know, everything's not completely finalized. I would anticipate us being down at least a few students to start with. You know, kind of putting things in and out as far as open enrollments in and out and all those kind of things. But a little bit smaller kindergarten group coming in versus kind of our seniors graduating. So, you know, nothing too drastic, but probably a little bit of a decline if we were to look today.
And then this year, I know you've been on the IGHSEU advisory committee in the past, but you're the president this year. I understand that's kind of a new role for you. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's rotated. Yeah, with the Girls Athletic Union, it's a position that's rotated. So I assume the president role this year, and that'll be through November. And then I was actually reelected to the board, so I'll have another 4-year term with the Iowa Girl. I'm excited about that, and you know, kind of continue to maintain and grow women's sports.
All right. Well, I think that about covers it for today. But anything else you want to share here about the AP School District before we wrap up?
No, I just think, you know, that just male people need to know there's a lot of things to be proud of. And as we kind of work through this facility piece, I hope people take advantage of opportunities to complete some community survey things that we're going to do. And, you know, we want their feedback. We want to hear what they have to say because we have the time to really kind of either answer those questions or put things in a plan.
All right, that's Appleton Parkersburg Superintendent Travis Fleshner. Always a pleasure to talk about AP schools, and thanks for joining us today.
All right, well, thank you for the coverage.
First Bank Hampton's Newsmaker program can be heard every Monday through Friday on 104.9 FM following KLMJ's News at Noon. To hear today's conversation in its entirety, visit radioonthego.com. Click Newsmaker under the News tab. Podcast listeners can follow Newsmaker and listen to other broadcasts on demand by subscribing to the Radio on the Go podcast for free on iTunes and Stitcher. Thanks for listening to today's Newsmaker program presented by your friends at First Bank Hampton, home of Nest Egg.
Tired of standing in line at the bank? Hi, this is Maria Sames with First Bank Hampton. Banking is now as easy as snap, tap, and deposit. Open your bank app, snap a photo of your check, tap a few buttons, and voila, your money is deposited into your checking account right away. No more rushing to the bank before closing time. No more waiting in line. With mobile deposit, you have the power of doing banking right in your pocket. Your time matters, and so does your money. Download the First Bank Hampton app today. Member FDIC.